Usually it's each Monday that WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk politics, but he was under the weather on Monday, so he's going to join us today instead. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Feeling better?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's talk first about the Hamilton County Board of Elections. The Democrats and Republicans on the board are split over whether to move to Mount Airy. Democrats could go a long way. They say it's too far from the office downtown. Why is all this important?
Well, it's important to the Democrats because they don't want, they have a lot of voters who come down to the Board of Elections before the, you know, in the 35 days before the election and vote in person. And they say that many of them are African American voters and they don't have access to cars. They need to take the bus downtown to do this. All buses go downtown in Cincinnati, but they don't all go by the old Mount Airy Hospital out on Kipling Road. So they want to keep a voting location downtown, even if they move the offices out to Mount Airy.
Now, why are the Republicans opposed?
Republicans look at it and say, look, there are 500, 600 parking spaces out there. You know, you can get to Mount Airy by bus if you have to. You might have to take two or three buses. But also, they say it's very easy to vote absentee by mail. You just request a ballot, and you fill it out, and you mail it in. And they say there's really no need to have a separate office downtown for people to vote early.
So they had a tie vote. Therefore, it goes to the Secretary of State, who said...
Who said, basically, work it out among yourselves. This is not a matter of election law. Usually the Secretary of State decides matters of election law. I don't know what he's going to do ultimately in this, but he did tell the Board of Elections, why don't you two sides get together and work out some kind of compromise?
Now, do you know if they've had any meetings to that effect yet?
Well, no, they haven't had many discussions from what I understand, but they've both submitted their arguments to the Secretary of State.
But we also have to throw in another government body, the Hamilton County Board of Commissioners.
Yeah, it's the county commissioners who are being offered this the Mount Airy Hospital by Catholic Health Partners and for free. And chances are, you know, when they meet today, they're probably going to accept it and then figure out later exactly what they want to do with it. They do want to put this new crime lab for the coroner out there. They would kind of like the Board of Elections to go along, but I don't think they're going to look a gift horse in the mouth, and they're probably going to accept, you know, the gift of this very large building.
Now, it's possible they could discuss it this morning at the commission meeting. You'll be there?
Yes, it's possible they will. I think they will. Catholic Health Partners wants some kind of an answer by the end of the month.
Now, this week on Cincinnati Edition, tomorrow you'll be talking politics with political junkie Ken Rudin and with Jay Hanselman.
That's
and
right.
Both of you are going to talk about the State of the Union, I hear.
Yes, yes, among other things.
Among other things.
What else might we hear about tomorrow?
Trey Radle.
Yeah.
I got a whole list of stuff.
Bridgegate. Rand Paul.
Yeah, Rand Paul, Bridgegate. There was something else that I had scribbled down, too.
Yeah.
But that's,
that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we got to get past today first.
Whenever we have Ken on, it's not only informative, but it's entertaining and it's fun. I enjoy talking to Ken on our once-a-month Cincinnati edition.
And he'll have another trivia question with fabulous, fantastic prizes for the winner.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, the other thing that's kind of cool about that is with Cincinnati Edition, you know, Talk of the Nation was Ken Rudin's home on NPR. NPR canceled that program and actually let Ken Rudin go, which we thought, what the heck were they thinking? We're going to pick him up. And so we have, and it does cost money to bring you Ken Rudin every week on Cincinnati Edition and bring you the program, but we think it's worth it, and we hope you do too. And if you do, let us know right now with your financial support at 513-419-7155. You can contribute online at wvxu.org or wmub.org.